Blog Talk Radio.
There's a big ass difference from the way I roll to the way you be doing things. Your whole plan smells booty hole. Go ahead and get your flow sound. Go ahead and pop your crisp. I'll be waiting for your bitch ass behind the club, sipping on English. And stuff about you motherfuckers I just can't stand. Got a pussy between your butt cheeks, but still call yourself a man. Oh no, you need your stylist. You broke your little nail and your hair fell out of place when you had that little face spell. Fuck that, I drag my knuckles on concrete just to prepare. For the moment I see you with jaw, you will blow off your beard. Ski mask strapped on tight. Nowadays that's how you gotta do. Cause broke fucks like you get a black eye and wanna sue. But me, still fuck it. I keep it old school and dirty. I'm keeping my people happy. And that's all that concerns me. So go on and keep hating, bitch. We sick of your bullshit. It's about time a scrub sign. I know juggalos are feeling it. Take the underground up through the main stage. Turn the whole shit around till we all get paid. Get the fuck out my way. I'm scrubbing definite. Take the underground up through the main stage. Turn the whole shit around till we all get paid. Get the fuck out my way. I'm scrubbing definite.
Robbie,
wouldn't
you like to be a scrubby?
Get you a war, say your speech, better make it count. It's gonna be the last time words ever come out of your mouth. I'll be up in the balcony with a blowgun and poisonous darts, like a silent assassin, a ninja of sorts. Where you up in your choreography practice with your glittery pants? You hear me outside with a gang of scrubs starting juggalo chants. And when you come outside, bitch, don't get it confused. It's me in the passenger side of my homeboy's ride spitting on you. I remain a hulkamaniac, ain't afraid to spend food stress. Give a fuck what a bitch looks like as long as she giving up that ass. And still grip a bucket without a second straw. Sport the same drawers for a week straight without taking them off. And don't think for a second I'm scared of getting these hands dirty. Cause your head's looking mighty ripe and these aiming hands are sturdy. So sooner or later your world and mine will be colliding. And as scrubby as it may seem, I'll always be psychopathic. Riding! Take the underground up through the main stage. Turn the whole shit around till we all get paid. Get the fuck out my way. I'm scrubbing definite. Take the underground up through the main stage. Turn the whole shit around till we all get paid. Nowadays I just don't know the shit's out of control. They made it cool to be a fag with gay shit up in the videos. But fuck all that, I bring it back down to a scrubs level. Even if I smell a fruit, I beat it down with a rusty shovel. Preppy motherfuckers roll around in their little benches. I'll be that freeway sniper with them telescope lenses. These dickheads poking and prodding in the world might not like what they find. Then this scrub right here don't mind sometimes getting a little Columbine. Take the underground up through the main stage. Turn the whole shit around till we all get paid. I'm scrubbing definite. Take the underground up through the main stage. Turn the whole shit around till we all get paid. Get the fuck out my way. I'm scrubbing definite.
I'm a scrubby, she's a scrubby. Wouldn't you like to be a scrubby too?
Welcome to Juggalo Rotary with your blood preacher, Havoc, and the choir boy of death, Ghetto G.
Don't know where he's been at, but I'm sure he'll be here shortly. So in the meantime, let's go for some motherfucking music here. And we are going to go with, oh, I don't know, Godsmack Awake.
Yeah.
Hi, y'all. Up next, Juggalo Paradise.
I'm sweating again. I always do. I should probably take another pill or two. In the mirror, I see the face of Frankenstein, and that face is mine. I go to work at Subway, slicing ham, cut my finger off again. I walk home, trying to dodge and hide from thugs that like to beat on scrubs. I go to this all the time, though I call. Jay, where the fuck you at?
The mall.
Did you get your ass up again?
No.
Yes. Carnival Dominion, some other buck your opinion, I'm a loony pad. I kill pedestrians, family, neighbors, best of friends, anybody. And if I don't kill them, I keep them in my basement and drill them dead. Just kidding, all I really did was unlock the forbidden. I just let my fucking mind unwind, and I don't care what you think, you don't intertwine. Fuck the world and fuck everybody in it. Even this sneaker pimp's girl, I'd fuck her in a minute. You can live doing breasts and dress fresh, bitch. I don't care. Fuck everybody out there. I catch whales like yuppies and crush walls. I throw giant icebergs like snowballs. I surf tidal waves, drink molten rock. I put a fucking tornado in a headlock. I go to Italy and straighten that tower. Whatever the fuck I want with the Juggalo.
Featuring Chris Calico, as ugly I can't even fucking pronounce, and Godamus. Track is called Unfair.
And the road gets harder with flow spits, cause we represent the Kansas City motion. Double doses, Tech Calicosis, but ran into a duo that's ferocious. Some of the best to kill you, no rescue. They say that you gotta spit hot 16s before you step through. And they say everybody, nigga, even tech dude. Now we gotta explain our journey to the tech crew. I'm on a pilgrimage to the Rhyme Mecca, because I'm Tekka. And it's mine that left yet down at the bottom because nine's better. And if swine's ever find the quest to try and test the cleverness thing in a mess binder, yes, I'm seven decay, I'm a defined pressure. I'm a critic four, critic roars, I'm not a critic whore. Hit ignore, I got a critic core. If it is war, you're not a win it pours. Wanna play A, every net A, set A for the way A, that I spread A, set
that A. Look at the pet A, that's that A, and that A. Bumblebee tuna. Don't be smelling like it if you're under me. Rumors will begin to batch up from hungry punas. Hoping with some praying when you're gonna be tuna. When I'm dead, I'ma get up in the head of the nigga that set it up, picking a let up, then I wet him up like a predator. I'ma dead, I'ma let him plus skip the pizza. There ain't no humble, we luna. Moon stricken, redneck singing, who them coons ripping? Boom, pick them off, take them off to my land in my van, a lot of room, get in and in. Wanna catch my flow, tryna wake up your style. But you fucked up, like, I'ma make up for it now. It's unfair to be such a motherfucking rarity. Beware that we tear many squares if he dares to be a parody of this clarity. We bear that we share, swear we need therapy. Prepare to see near any spare, caring is barely there. It's unfair to be such a motherfucking rarity. Beware that we tear many squares if he dares to be a parody of this clarity. We bear that we share, swear we need therapy. Prepare to see near any spare, caring is barely there. It's unfair.
We never let any fools, you know the rules. Christopher, egotistical, narcissistic, with ya.
If they sit on the phone, then we tell them to get up and move and make us some rules.
But I heard of these guys, murderous when it comes to scripture. You pick what tips and got them us, they got to us, we got to them, so we meet right in the middle. To the fat and fried up a little. When it's unfair, we got their hands in the air, and you can't even get a show. No one cares, it's your freestyle so rare, and don't nobody care, nobody knows. For them physical favors, why y'all just spend all your paper? Breathe, he's bend over the table, tattoo symbols on my label. Trapping and trafficking rhymes, some sharp as African knives. We what is happening to your wife while you're at 95? So might as well stop rapping, cause it's not happening if I stop laughing. Cause it's the hard to impress, it's just blatant and disregard. The four horsemen, of course, we're forced to be coarse when you're talking taller when y'all getting the short.
It's unfair to be such a motherfucking rarity. Beware that we tear many squares if he dares to be a parody of this clarity. We bear that we share, swear we need therapy. Prepare to see near any spare, caring is barely there. It's unfair to be such a motherfucking rarity. Beware that we tear many squares if he dares to be a parody of this clarity. We bear that we share, swear we need therapy. Prepare to see near any spare, caring is barely there.
It's unfair to me. Is what it appears to be. Killing off any and everything coming and setting is something that's dear to me. If and you feeling the fears and flee. 5-4 feet bum, what the fuck up? I'm retarded with a clover, I guess you would call it dumb luck. When I'm rapping out of habit, I'm adamant getting Adam. But I would rather hit a madam with a magnum and spit her Adam. Trying to fathom the famine that won't diminish the anger. Got a place set at the table, we eating spinach with straight Pacific caribou loose. Feeling the sickest shit ever by telling, but who would have knew? I'm one of the two in the crew with a knife in my pocket and one in my shoes. Surrounded by haters, so what I'ma do? Thinking I gotta devise a game plan. Get a ticket to kick it with Chris and Nina, so I'm guessing I'm headed to Strangeland. And my main man would have told me to murk him. Doing this in indeed. I'ma catch a couple more than I'm forming a human centipede. Pause. Where to think, hanging? Look it, they got it. This, who the fuck is fucking with? Tech, Cali, UB, and got it.
It's unfair to be such a motherfucking rarity. Beware that we tear many squares if he dares to be a parody of this clarity. We bear that we share, swear we need therapy. Prepare to see near any spare, caring is barely there. It's unfair to be such a motherfucking rarity. Beware that we tear many squares if he dares to be a parody of this clarity. Swear we need therapy. Prepare to see near any spare. Caring is barely there.
It's unfair to be doing motherfucking charity. You can pay a fucking fare for me. You really, there ain't nothing there for me. Move carefully, I swear to be. Fly as a parakeet, high as a Cherokee. Am I rhyme, I smoke like Jeremy. Feel my fire, my smoke, my carotene. We don't want no drama. We don't want no trouble. We can keep it peaceful if y'all can keep it humble. I really don't know what he come for, but his name is the same as a gun, yo. Strangeland is a place that I've seen in a dream since I was running around in my Umbro. And you heard it direct from my mouthpiece. Tech scouted me out, then found me. Turned out we the perfect strangers, Larry Appleton and Balky. I was out east when the text came in, with text day in, what it's about to be. Before you fuck me on the dough, know that everybody around here looking out for me. Now that we got that in the air, I can feel the change in the atmosphere. My crew been living in limbo, but apparently all this rapping has trapped us here. And after years, they hear and we lost inside the dream. Not necessarily, I won't let this rap thing carry me. I'ma let these bat wings carry me.
Alright, yeah, we back up next. Shit, fuck it, the ABK, the ABCs, my bad.
Yo, if you don't know, this is the ABCs for all you unintelligent motherfuckers.
Alcohol, bitches, cops, drugs, ecstasy, fiends, gangsters, hoes, ice, jewels, kicks,
latex, microphones, necklaces, outfits, paychecks, alcohol, bitches, cops, dro, ecstasy, beans, gangsters, hoes, ice, jewels, kicks, latex, microphones, necklaces, outfits, paychecks, hey, yeah. Alphabetical animal, attacking alien aircraft, atomic aftermath, acid, and artificial anthrax, ooh, yeah. Biological beast, born brutally bitter, fashion bastards, backwards, backbones, bubbling blitzes, yeah. Catastrophical creature, catapulting calligraphy, crushing ciphers considerably, crowd chuckle consistently, yeah. Dangerously demonic, destination, detonation, dirty dap, dungeon diplomat, demonstrating dedication, yeah. Excellent energy, ejecting envious entities, edible ecstasy, effortlessly ending every enemy. Finding factions, false fate, fictional fate, fatal fist fly, fracturing freedom's fragile fate. Generations gleam, grapplers, genetical greatness, grabbing gauges, groping girlfriends, globally gracious. Holy hemorrhoids, humor hatches, hysteria, hip hop's hernia, hopeless herbs have hypothermia. Alcohol, bitches, cops, dro, ecstasy, fiends, gangsters, hoes, ice, jewels, kicks, latex, microphones, necklaces, outfits, paychecks, alcohol, bitches, cops, dro, ecstasy, beans, gangsters, hoes, ice, jewels, kicks, latex, microphones, necklaces, outfits, paychecks. I'm immensely intricate, increasing in increments, instantly inking incidents, innovating intense instruments, just joking, jabbing jealous junior jerkies, JJ Jabberjaw, jotting joints, jamming jersey, king crumbs, kamikaze, karate kicks, kissing kangaroos, karma, klepto, kidnapping kids, levitating look, lonely lizards, sleeping lepers, leaving lectures, lazy ladies lack love letters, miscellaneous Mac master, murdering mics, making millions, magically making metaphorical might. Naturally nasty, not necessarily nice. Nocturnal nomads, nicotine nuts, need neurotic nights. Optimistic omen, only opportunities open. Overdosing off objects, outspoken, observing oceans. Penetrating pink pussies, provoking pandemonium. Pencils punch past, perfect punchlines, paint podiums. Alcohol, bitches, cops, dro, ecstasy, fiends, gangsters, hoes, ice, jewels, kicks, latex, microphones, necklaces, outfits, paychecks, alcohol, bitches, cops, dro, ecstasy, beans, gangsters, hoes, ice, jewels, kicks, latex, microphones, necklaces, outfits, paychecks, quiet. Quantum questions, quiz queens, queers crawl quick, quoting quacks, quake, quasi, quench, quarterbacks, quit, rejecting random rappers, ridiculous repertoires, resurrecting rascals, remarkably ripping record reports, supersizing sandwiches, savages, sabotage, sucking straws, sipping Satan, sister, soupy, salty, sauce, 22 tentacles, typing tight, tremendous text, technically talking, techniques tend to tackle, tacky test, universally understated, unforgettably ultra, ultimate, unsigned, unique, underground, underrated, ulcer, venomous versus ventilate, victims vacate, Valentine victory, very vivid, vaginas vibrate, wizards right witty with wonderful wacky words, while witches whittle wood, whistling weird whimsical works, xenophobic X-Men, X-ray xylophones, yeah. Young yokel johns, zebra zigzag, zirconium zones, alcohol, bitches, cops, dro, ecstasy, beans, gangsters, hoes, ice, jewels, kicks, latex, microphones, necklaces, outfits, paychecks, alcohol, bitches, cops, dro, ecstasy, beans, gangsters, hoes, ice, jewels, kicks, latex, microphones, necklaces, outfits, paychecks.
Hey yo, for all you super MCs out there, yo, that was a lot harder than you might have, than you think it was, man. That was pretty difficult. You should try it sometime. Peace.
And we're back. Up next, The Underground Adventures, featuring Demi the Mayor, Simple Mind.
This life is complicated and my ship is slowly sinking. I see that loaded nine and I see that pile of pills. I'm running out of time and I'm running low on wheel. Think back up on my youth before
what is well determined. Into this monster here before you and whose soul is burning. Things that my mom, she told me. Things that my daddy showed me. And if I listen, would I be telling a different story?
When it came, I try to stop my shine. Every day's been a different grind. Got paper always on my mind. Out here on these streets every day. Lost and still trying to find my way. Got two kids, so I got to get paid. Rolling with the mob, so I got to be made. Let me tell you, this thing's wicked.
In the day,
and time is ticking. Ain't too many timeouts left, so I gotta play dirty if I wanna win this. And best believe before it's over, people's gonna get muddy. These streets are filthy, but that never stopped me from getting muddy.
Invisible.
Take advantage of me, yeah, I'm just too smart now. I've got the heart of a lion, I'll be the king, I'm not lying. And in this scene, I'm admired, but I'm just me, not a giant. I've got my thoughts, but I'm trying to make the right call. And be brighter than the sun before life's turning my life on.
I'm back. I know most ain't gonna agree with what I'm about to play with play here now, but I don't give two fucks. Yo, here we go. Eminem, Underground.
A lot of people ask me where the fuck I've been at the last few years. Shit, I don't know. But I do know. I'm back now.
Here comes the rain and thunder now. Nowhere to run to now. I've disappeared, don't wonder how. Looking for me, I'm underground. Here comes the rain and thunder now. Nowhere to run to now. I've disappeared, don't wonder how. Looking for me, I'm underground.
Rain, I'm down here, under the ground, dig me up. Broken tibias, fibias, yeah, fix me up. 60 sluts, all of them dying from asphyxia. After they sip piss through a Christopher Reeve sippy cup. 60 cups, toxins, boxes of oxypads. Enough oxycontin to send a fucking ox to rehab. whack job in the back in a black stocking cap, jacking off to a hockey mask and a boxing match.
I can't say that.
Yes, he can. I just did, faggot, and I guess again. Better text message your next of kin. Tell him shit's about to get extra messy, especially when I flex again. Throwing fucking lesbian and Westy men. Faggoty, 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 raggedy Ann and Andy. No, raggedy Andy and Andy. No, it can't be, it can't be. Yes, it can be. The fucking Antichrist is back, Danny and Satan in black satin panties. This is Amityville, calamity, goddamn insanity. Pills, fanny pack, filled with Zanny. Through every nook and cranny, looking for trannies. Milk and cookies, spilt on my silk negligee. Look, raise up a lathe with me to make you bleed. Cases of Maybelline makeup lay on the table of weed. Slim Shady, shit sounds like a fable to me. Till he jumps out the fucking toilet when you're taking a pee.
Here comes the rain, and thunder now. Nowhere to run, to run to now. I've disappeared, don't wonder how. Looking for me, I'm underground. Here comes the rain and thunder now. Nowhere to run to now. I've disappeared, don't wonder how. Looking for me, I'm underground.
6 demon samples, 17 strands of hair found in the back of a van after the shoot for Vanity Fair. Hannah Montana prepared it with loaf with a can opener and beat cut open like cantaloupe with canopy bags and glad bags. Yeah, glad to be back, cause last year was a tragedy that landed me smack dab in rehab. Fucking doctor, I ain't understand a damn what he said. I plan to relapse the second I walked out of that bitch. 2 weeks in Brighton, I ain't enlightened. Biting into a fucking Viking and like I'm a Viking. Oh, lightning is striking, might be a fucking sign. I need a psychic evaluation. Fuck Jason, it's Friday the 19th. That means it's just a regular day. And this is the kind of shit I think of regular. Leg. Fucking lesbian shouldn't have had her legs in the way. Now she's pregnant and gay, missing both legs and begging to stay.
Here comes the rain and thunder now. Nowhere to run to now. I've disappeared, don't wonder how. Looking for me, I'm underground. Here comes the rain and thunder now. Nowhere to run to now. I've disappeared, don't wonder how. Looking for me, I'm underground.
I'm back and I'm coming to spit it back in abundance. Hit a bag with onions and split a bag of Funyuns. Mad at me, understandable. Cannibal, shoot an animal out of a cannon and have him catapult at an adult. Captain of a cult with an elite following to turn Halloween back to a trick-or-treat holiday. Have Michael Myers looking like a liar. Swipe his powers, replace his knife with flowers and a stack of flyers. Hit Jason Voorhees with a 40, suck a suppository up his ass and made him tell me a story. Gave Hannibal Lecter a fucking nectarine and sat him in a fucking fruit and vegetable section and gave him a lecture. Walked up Elm Street with a fucking whipple bat drew. Fought Freddy Krueger and Edward Scissorhands too. And came out with a little scratch, ooh. Looking like I got in a fucking pillow fight with a triple fat goose. Insanity, can it be vanity? Where's the humanity in having a twisted fantasy with an arm and leg amputee? Straight jacket with 108 brackets and a strap that wraps twice around my back. Then they latch it. Cut your fucking head off and ask where you headed off to. Get it? Headed off to? Medic, aesthetic's awful. This anesthetic's pathetic. Those are diabetic waffle and this prosthetic arm keeps crushing my hard taco.
Here comes the rain and thunder now. Nowhere to run. Now I've disappeared, don't wonder how. Looking for me, I'm underground. Here comes the rain and thunder now. Nowhere to run, to run to now. I've disappeared, don't wonder how. Looking for me, I'm underground.
I got 90 days clean, and that's all I have to share. Thanks.
Well, thanks for sharing, Brian. Is there anyone else you'd like to share this evening?
Yeah, I got something to share. When you walk through the door, you were queer to me. So come here, baby boy, just come here to me. You're a cock boy. Everybody wants you, you're gayer than you would ever claim to. I won't have to rape you. So homie, lay down, 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 lay down, 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 lay down, 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 lay down, lay down. Where's everybody going? This always went over real big and gay, eh? Wait, I got another one. I just love condoms and lots of cum. No? Oh, shit.
Hi, I'll be back. I think up next. I think I'm gonna play a little fucking Metallica. Sad but true.
Fire up next. Fuck it. Judas Priest. Turbo Lover.
You won't see me.
What up, ghetto?
What's up?
How much? Apparently the Wicked Stein is dead.
Yeah, he died.
Yeah, man, cause I don't see your fucking page active anymore.
Yeah, I quit.
All right there, Chris.
He didn't quit, man. He's just dumb.
Kind of like this dumb bitch I added up on Facebook. Fucking, she tells people to fucking hit her up in Messenger. I hit her up, she don't respond, and then she goes, and instead of saying, like my status if I can hit you up. Well, bitch, I like your status, you don't say shit, and then all of a sudden, like 7 minutes ago, she goes, fuck everyone, I'm done.
Now, when people say they want you to hit them up, they mean they want to be attracted to you. I guess you weren't the lucky one.
I guess so. Oh, well. But I did, of course, have a model hit me up. So I'm gonna hit and talk to her maybe a little bit later on, and see if she'll be down for doing a JLR promo.
May as well.
Yeah, she's a part of Kinky Dolls.
Kinky Dolls? Why the hell do I know that?
I don't know.
What the hell is her name?
Raven.
I don't know who the hell that is. Never mind.
You got some chick named Alley Cat with them. Razor Blade.
Is everybody's name fucking Alley Cat? What the hell?
I guess so. Another chick named Nightshade, Elisa Baby, Jennifer Lee, Miss Sweet. So, yeah.
Yeah, so, freaking nowadays, everybody wants to do radio shows now. You know, kind of like how everybody's a rapper. Now everybody does radio shows. It's like, what the fuck?
Yeah, I noticed.
Like, let's see. Those idiots of Jayhawk do that shit. And then turns out, what's her face? Lori and somebody or something also do some type of radio thing.
Right, Lori as in Katrina Evil?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
That's what I'm saying. Like, what the fuck? All these people won't tune into a radio show that's been going on forever, but yet everybody will make a new one?
Fuck out of here with that crap.
Yeah, it's like, what the fuck?
The funny thing is about their shit is their shit's over on fucking My Juggalo Space.
My Juggalo Space. Man, I don't even go on that.
I don't either. But yeah, I mean, come on, man. Fucking chugging all these motherfuckers to tune the fuck into our shit. They won't even do it. But they want to fucking do their own shit. The fuck?
That's not how it's supposed to go, man. Just tune the fuck in.
Yeah, it's not that hard.
Waste your fucking time setting up a whole brand new show.
I mean, such as the fact, you know, we probably have, well, we definitely have better music than they do.
No, well, yeah, probably. Even though they probably listen to mainly things that Chris listens to.
Probably.
Fuck is that?
Fuck is what?
Looks like somebody took a shit and now Rabbit took a picture of it and is going to eat it.
Yo, that's exactly what I thought. Apparently it's a piece of chocolate.
What the hell happened to it?
I have no clue.
What the hell is in that, man? Bananas or potato chips? What the hell is that?
Oh, no, I thought it was fucking jizz. That's what was the fucking thing.
Come on, man. That's not a piece of chocolate. Like... Unless you smashed it and then you took a picture of it. Holy shit, look, Snow the Product took a mirror picture. Uh-oh, she's turning girly.
Oh, God. Hey, you know what? I'm actually commenting, and I'm asking what the fuck is in that. It doesn't even look like chocolate. So did you catch the new show tonight? Total Divas?
No.
That shit wasn't that bad.
Why? Because, what's his name? What's his name? Howard Finkel, was that his name? Whoever the fuck was doing commentary or some shit for it?
The fuck was that?
You're not answering my question. Don't worry about that.
I don't even think he was a part of it.
I don't know. Somebody posted up about somebody doing commentary for that show or some shit. Or going to be doing commentary for that shit.
I don't see what I need to do commentary for. I mean, they got the Divas doing commentary for themselves.
I'm just saying. That's what somebody put somewhere.
But not to worry, it comes back on at 12 o'clock for the encore. So it seems like I can catch the entire damn thing.
And how long is the show?
Oh, like an hour. I mean, for some odd reason, they decided to start the whole thing where, you know, they start up at WrestleMania. You get to meet fucking JoJo and Eva Marie. The Bella Twins are part of it. Natalya is a part of it. You get to meet the fucking actual. Apparently, that's a fucking Snickers bar.
Ain't no way in hell.
That doesn't even look like a Snickers.
I didn't know there was bananas and Snickers. What?
Hey, why the
Snickers?
Fuck
are you...
yeah,
there ain't
Snickers
no way
have...
you know it.
Snickers used to have nuts in it. Even so, why the fuck is she taking a fucking picture of a half-eaten fucking thing of chocolate? It looks like a fucking piece of shit.
She takes pictures of everything, Havoc.
She doesn't need to be.
Fucking everything, man. Everything she grows, she eats, she smokes. Surprised she don't fucking take pictures of what she shits out.
But more likely that probably the next thing that she does.
That picture right there that you're talking about, man, probably really is what that is. Like, this was what came out after I ate all that food I took pictures of.
Yeah, bitch, you nasty. We don't need to take pictures of your shit. Wait, come on, I don't even do that.
Not yet.
Man, maybe one of these days I'll just to piss people off, I'll take a picture of my own shit.
Man, that'd be fucking gross.
I'll take it and I'll post it right up on Rabbit's wall.
Be like, this could have been your chest.
Yeah, they should delete that and delete me with it. No, well.
Oh, who gives a shit? Not like she talks.
Yeah, that's true.
Or when she talks, not like she says anything important.
Yeah, so it turns out the whole Spungadactyls versus the Bella Twins and Cody Rhodes and Damian Sandow, that match actually got cut, so they didn't even, that's why nobody got to see that match.
We knew that. Where the fuck have you been?
And then, the fuck's the name, I think, man, I'm trying to remember the names of the Spungadactyls. There's Carmen,
yeah.
I think.
Naomi.
Yep, Cameron and Naomi. Oh, no, Cameron, my bad. Cameron and Naomi. I don't know why I'm calling her Carmen for. But, yeah, it turns out, I don't know which is which, but one of them is taking one of the Usos as well. And apparently, fucking... Nikki Bella's all pissed off at John Cena because of the fact she won't, because he won't ask her to marry him.
Well, let's see, but, man. He just got out of divorce because he was having an affair with a porn star. I don't think he's gonna be marrying anybody anytime soon.
But I don't think so either. And then, but he does end up buying her a car.
Man, she can buy her own damn car. She got money.
Yeah, I know. But I will say this. When I saw fucking Daniel Bryan, the first thing I kept chanting was, goat face, goat face. Man, that can't be like fucking, I don't know what the hell that's supposed to be like.
The like... How many damn more people are they going to bring in that are going to be exactly like Maurice?
I don't know.
Like, you got that Eva Marie girl now. You got Summer Rae, she does that same shit. All cocky and like, yeah, whatever.
Well, the funny thing is, apparently the fuck... You know, apparently they wanted to fucking... Eva Marie to be like fucking... Natalia, because of the fact they told Eva Marie to fucking dye her hair blonde so that way she could be like fucking Natalia, because of the fact they didn't want her looking like the Bella Twins.
But instead she dyed her hair red.
Yep.
Probably a better choice.
Yeah. I mean, say but comes down about 2 minutes for the encore. I'll be watching the entire thing through and through. I'm just waiting for Keeping Up with the Kardashians to fucking end already.
God. That shit is no.
Yeah. I think I'd rather watch the Golden Girls than watch fucking Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
Man, at least them old ladies were funny.
Yeah, exactly. These people are just fucking slutty and retarded.
Yeah, that they don't deserve anything.
No.
Like, you get famous because you had sex with a black guy. Ooh.
Well, maybe that's what Christine's doing in order to get famous.
Man, he already does that. But he's not famous.
No, he's just gay. Okay, fucking Kardashians, go the fuck away. Die already, we don't give a fuck that you're pregnant. Because I know he really gave a two fucking rat's ass about fucking the British people having babies.
Nope. And now, it's time for Total Divas.
Well, one, two, three. There we go.
Not only do we get to travel the world, but we rock the red carpet. We attend charities.
May as well
play a song then.
Yeah, man, you should definitely check the show out though. That plus you get to see fucking the Bellas fucking slapping each other's asses around too.
So much.
And we're back. Hey, look, it's Bill DeMott. I thought he's dead. You don't see him anymore.
No, I see why Havoc's stalking this girl.
Which one, Raven or Eva Marie?
Well, in this case, that Raven girl.
Yeah, she looked good, huh?
Yeah, you're actually looking at a decent-looking chick, man. What the hell?
But knowing that, yo, if you go to fucking TikiDolls.com, yo, she got some nice fucking titties. Like, straight up, like, the minute you go up on that page, the first thing you see is her fucking tits.
Well, actually, you see hearts.
Well, go to the website itself.
Yeah, you know who that one girl is, right?
Which one?
Devin.
Oh, yeah, no.
That bitch is all over the freaky Juggalo or Freaky Tales page or whatever the fuck.
Oh, damn. Well, I guess you got tired of being a part of a fucking Freaky Tale.
No, I just think she's a part of everything.
Yeah, go to the website itself, thekikidolls.com, and you get to see some full-out nipples of fucking Raven.
There's a picture of her all bloody.
No, not that one. I mean, there's a link on the fan page there. It takes you to the kikidolls.com. Here, I'll give you the link. You can go there. You can
I found it, man.
Nope, fucking walking the dog. So go figure, you got a goat walking a dog. Oh yeah, by the way, you should definitely hit up Raven Lee, because it looks like King of Dogs is looking for music to be featured on the pages. So hit him up.
Yeah, because my music will fit so well with these people. Man, I don't want to be associated with fucking people associated with Freaky Tales. Man, I came to realize that page is only for really, really disgusting people to get naked and post photos.
Oh, yeah.
Afraid to ever walk down the aisle again. I think sometimes it takes a while for you. your heart to heal.
It is slightly odd from a man's perspective that he gave you a Range Rover before he gave you a ring.
Maybe what it is, you know. He's worth a ring for a while.
That's what ugly dog.
Oh, and I just saw that Nick Rage did a song with the Joker.
He's officially off his goddamn mind. That's it. We are officially removing Nick Rage off the soundboard.
What the fuck, man? He's so talented.
Yeah. He's so talented that he got. That he didn't even show up for fucking for the low key show. He got booted off fucking Tech Nine's bus.
You know, this is the most exciting time of the year. The one show of the year that.
And he does, and all his reasons just playing out sucks.
Pretty crazy. Jenny, this is your new friend, Jenny.
Hi.
Good. Nice to hear your voice. Jane is my boss. She's ahead of town relations.
And now Natalya gets her heart broken because of the fact she can't wrestle at WrestleMania. She's got baby the newbie. Yeah, no, it's funny because of the fact, you know, they tell her that she's not going to be in a match for WrestleMania, and they want her to chaperone the new, that the new Divas.
I'm devastated. I've been working for this moment for so long, and it's like, now I have to be the one to call my family and say, hey, guys, no WrestleMania this year. I'm not involved. Is there even a match or?
Well, it's going to be a tag match. It's going to be Cody and Damian are going to be with the Bellas, the eight people, and the Funk and Axels are going to be with Brodus and
I would be lying to say that I wasn't like a little.
Yeah, I don't know which one's which or the Bella twin.
It's so frustrating. The Bella sleep for a year.
Fucking ass doors, but oh well.
They never miss a beat. Like, how unfair is that? I actually got them to wrestle. And here I am, you know, on the sidelines.
Yeah.
The Bella capitalizing on the fact that
you taught them how to wrestle. Do your thing there.
Throwing their weight around.
But yet, you can't even make it on to, of course. Fucking WrestleMania.
Well, there you go. At least you found a page that actually got some hot chicks.
Oh,
hell yeah.
Most of them pages are just like,
Man, I'm fucking think. I'm actually thinking about fucking paying to fucking join this fucking site. It's not bad. I mean, it's bad. Not bad. I mean, because, like, you know, like, they give you three options: either $6,000 per month, or go like a 6-month subscription for $30. Or for a 1-year subscription, $40 for the whole year.
Sick.
That's not bad. I mean, like, the only way you go to, like, you know, the models' pages is if you pay.
Say if you pay. Fuck that.
Let's see. What other shit is fucking Raven a part of? Let's find out. Raven Lee. But yeah, nah, man. Like, you should just hit him up, fucking Steve. Like, see if you get your music up on him, man.
I don't even know these damn people. They're just going to laugh in my face.
Yeah.
Let's see. Try to go with next. So apparently, so I think it's funny how like, I still haven't gotten like an actual definitive answer yet from anybody about whether the chick fucking tits get supposed to get bigger if they have implants and they get pregnant.
No, but somebody thought that was a very interesting question.
Yeah, I know. I saw that.
Man, this damn girl looks like somebody, though.
The Raven?
Yeah. Maybe she looks similar to that other model chick that, or Roxy Red, or whatever she's calling herself nowadays.
Maybe.
So wait, this girl's part of Suicide Girls too?
Probably.
So this picture right here has their little logo in the corner here.
I guess so. So it turns out that new diva JoJo is actually the youngest. Is gonna be the youngest diva in the locker room.
And how old is she?
19. Eva Marie's 28.
Oh wow, she's as old as I am. Well, older than I am.
Yeah, this is nuts.
You know, already I'm freaking out. I feel like I'm living in a dream. This is crazy. I know you're cute. I know your hair is not going to get dirty. But we're like, turning your hair blonde. Are you okay with that? I think it's great. I'm like, oh my god. I understand. Like, I'm not Italian. Like, I could be mistaken as a Belgian. But inside, I'm like, no way. Thank you.
I don't really think you could be mistaken as a Bella twins, and, you know, they're twins, and you're you.
Like, for Maddie to be your sort of chaperone this week. And so she's going to show you around. Really excited. Like, if you guys need anything, like, we're here for you. And if you're having a life crisis or hair problem or you need to go over something, you have a hair problem. It's funny you said that. I actually just told Eva Marie that we'd like for her to go blonde. So...
But that's fucking retarded. Man, that's just retarded. So apparently, because of the fact the Bella twins have fucking had dark brown hair, they didn't want fucking Eva Marie to have dark brown hair.
Yeah, that's stupid.
Yeah. So they tell her to fucking dye her hair blonde. But you know, you got Natalia who's got blonde hair, so you don't even know. I think it's funny how Cameron's boyfriend wanted to whoop the shit out of fucking Brutus Clay.
I see.
Yeah, all because Brutus Clay fucking yelled at her.
Uh,
Oh, well. Not that big a deal.
Nope.
So what should we play next?
Dissected. I can't wait to feel the heat when letting flesh meet. Bittersweet, baby, I've been waiting for this. Go straight to hell, kick it with the rest of my clique. Fuck a blindfold, I wanna look at you in the eyes so they can see the full face of the dog as he dies. Plus I wanna see the motherfucker squeeze. I got a hot date with my soulmate. Bust, I can move.
And get all your favorite movies on.
And what's that?
Gremlins.
What the hell's that on?
Nickelodeon 2.
It's on Nickelodeon again. What the hell?
Yeah, it's on the second one, Nickelodeon, though. Just don't feed it at the midnight. Don't get it wet. But fucking, you know, like how funny like would it have been like that fucking dog like it's tried to fucking eat Gizmo.
Probably what would really happen.
Yeah, I can just see that someone owns that thing, and the dog tries to eat it. Now, would that count as being would that count as animal cruelty? Because we don't really know if that thing is technically an animal or not. Is it a fucking animal? Like, what the fuck? Like, exactly what is it supposed to be? Like, a fucking chihuahua or something like that?
Are you saying Gizmo is a chihuahua?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, then what the fuck is it supposed to be?
It's a mogwai.
The fuck's a mogwai?
What Gizmo is.
Yeah, that still doesn't help with the fucking tells exactly what the fuck it's supposed to be. I mean, it looks like a fucking
exactly
hairy ass rat on two legs.
I don't know, it's called a mogwai.
But I want to look up on that actual mogwai if not what the fuck they're supposed to be.
I don't think anybody really knows.
Probably not. Well, ah, fuck. I found the band known as Mogwai. Oh, it's a Chinese thing. Apparently.
Well, obviously.
According to Chinese tradition, Mogwai are certain demons which often inflict harm on humans. They are said to reproduce sexually during mating season, triggered by the coming of rain. Supposedly, they take care of the breed at these times because rain signifies rich and full times ahead. The term mo derives from the Sanskrit mara, meaning evil beings, and in Hinduism and Buddhism, mara may determine states of death and desire that tether people to an unending cycle of reincarnation and suffering. Interesting. He leads people to sin, misdeeds, and to self-destruction. Meanwhile, Guai does not necessarily mean evil or demonic spirits. Classically, it simply means deceased spirits or souls of the dead. So it's an evil being that leads people to sin, misdeeds from the fog and deceased people.
Jesus, man, how many damn heartograms does this chick have?
Oh, Raven?
No. There's other girl on there. She got like a heartogram tattoo above her fucking pussy, and then she got another heartogram on like her back. What the fuck?
must be a him fan.
Yeah, it must be.
Which one are you looking at?
Oh man, don't ask me hard questions.
Does she have a name?
I'm sure she did. Man, now I gotta find out who the fuck it was. Oh, that's who it was, I think.
Oh.
Right. That razor blade chick.
Oh. I should add her to my page.
Yes, I think that's the same girl. Now the hell are you going to add them, man?
I'll find some way. I mean, I added fucking I added Raven.
It's not like they have, like, links posted.
We'll find out. I'll find some way to get them added.
Well, where did you find her name at?
I don't even remember.
What the hell?
Where the fuck did I find her at?
He finds her, but he doesn't know how.
It was Juggalo Family Chat, maybe.
Juggalo Family Chat?
Yeah.
So what's that going to do with this?
I think that's how I found her. Find out.
already had that Devin girl on one of my pages, but that girl's a bitch, though.
Man, I gotta go through this entire fucking thing of comments. God damn it.
It was so easy the first time.
Yeah, I know, right?
I don't fucking know.
Where the fuck did I find her? Not there.
No, not there. So wait,
man,
these chicks are juggalettes too?
Yeah. I believe so, anyways.
Who the fuck is... Apparently one of them commented on your Juggalo Rider radio post or page or something.
Wait, which one posted up on there?
The hell, it says, "Who sings the Simple Man cover? I fucking love it." Did you play that song tonight?
Yeah.
Well, that one girl, well, her name on here is Wicked Sweets, commented that on it, I guess, wherever the fuck that's at.
I gotta find her.
Or unless, I don't know, where the hell would this be at?
I don't know.
Yeah, this is on our live show, I guess, right now.
Well, the Wicked Sweets, that would be the Underground Avengers. If you're still listening.
That's interesting.
I didn't even know we had somebody fucking tuned in and comment on that.
Well, I just so happened to find her page here, and then I saw Juggalo Rider Radio. I was like, what?
Yeah, now I gotta try and find her page.
Man, she probably sitting there. Here we are, just fucking talking about these people as well. But I didn't hear this song, so I didn't know if that was for tonight or not.
Yeah, because I played it earlier. We had nobody tuned in, so I figured, well, who's that thing? So I thought we didn't have anybody tuned in.
See that, man? People are listening, and you just don't know.
Yeah, they should call in. 646-716-8054. Let us know you tuned the fuck in. So let me switch back over to my personal page. Yeah, let's go. You said Wicked Sweet?
Yep.
Yeah, kind of have some fun trying to find her. Wicked Sweet. Maybe that's her. I don't know.
Maybe that's her.
it. That's her. Shit, I do have her added.
She's already your friend. How about that?
Go figure.
Well, then go ahead and comment who sings it then.
Goddamn fucking computer.
Seem very angry.
Well, yeah, because of the fact I'm typing it and all of a sudden it jumps up and I'm typing in the wrong spot.
Dumbass.
Well, there you go, wicked. Sweet, you have FSC been commenting on, now you have it. What the fuck is this thing that says intro? What the hell is under this? Let's find out.
Apparently it's ECW.
Okay, yeah, cause I think I was going to make that one of our intros for a while.
Yeah, because we're ECW, right?
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, maybe we can change it and go from it being Extreme Championship Wrestling and have it, I don't know, maybe have you start doing Juggalo Rada Radio.
You just did it right there. Why do I got it there? Huh. How about a mutual friend with that raving girl is Psycho Twiz?
Oh, damn.
And then Joe Smith. But you don't know who that is.
No. We'll move back. But I can't even spell right. I was typing kinky and I typed in kicky.
What the hell kind of shit is that, man? This person has reached their limit of friends.
Ah, fuck.
But you're now following them. I don't want to fucking follow him. Hell, what kind of fair trade is that?
Apparently, they just want you to follow him.
That's fucking stupid.
I don't know, bud. Well, how about the fact I tried fucking looking up that Spicer chick? It brings me Spicer, Minnesota.
But I'm just saying, man, this was for that Raven girl, man. Did you just add her? I'm apparently following her now, but.
Man, I think I added her yesterday, but I'm still trying to figure out where the fuck I found her at.
Well, she's right here on this picture of her in this black bra. If you were looking for a link again, even though you already have it. But.
Well, I have her like page, yeah.
Oh, her like page.
Well, like page and her, I added too. Let's see. Sideshow Devin. Shit, fuck it, I'll add you.
Man, fuck her.
But yeah, but go figure. We actually got people fucking tuning in, but we don't even know it.
How about that?
Apparently, they don't want to be stalked by Juggalo Rada Radio.
You mean Havoc. But no, man, see, this page is actually all right, man. I actually got some good chicks on here, some crazy shit going on, but most of these other pages people post everywhere, it's just like, why? Why are you
doing that? Who knows?
This chick's mutual friend is this dude from Ohio. Eric. He's a cool dude, but I remember I hit him up about trying to get like a logo made or something, and he ignored me. But he says what up to me to every show though. Like, what the fuck? asshole. He's also the one that makes designs for Hatchigu.
Oh yeah.
He doesn't get paid very much for it, but he still does it though.
And I want to find this razor blade chick. I want to add her.
Wait, hold on. Is this a different page or anything? Because
I don't know.
This must be the one you have, because you're a mutual friend on this one. Well, what the fuck was that other page? I don't understand. So you're on this one, but the other one actually commented and said thank you to everybody. How many fucking pages has this girl got? She's probably not even real. She's probably catfishing everybody.
Yeah, she's probably like burning a car group.
Yeah, may as well be.
Unless she made a second page, so that way people could actually add her.
Why the hell does this dude have a picture of Miss Kisa as his default?
I don't know.
I sure hope he's just using this to promote the tour that she got going on. Because otherwise, that's just weird.
Yeah, that would be interesting. And weird and creepy.
Oh, he's promoting it because he's the other name on the fucking flyer.
Well, there you go. Now we know why.
You could tell that he did it himself because, you know, it doesn't really match the rest of the damn picture.
I can find like the rest of those chicks up on that page. Let's add them all.
Man, it's really not that hard. I found like four of them. It's not that hard, man.
Oh, man, I was trying to find Spicer, but I couldn't find her.
Underground girls? Wait, these damn people are part of like everything.
Well, let's see. I guess I have to go through, Raven Lee's page, that's to try and find, hey, look, I found, Spicer. Add.
Add.
Alicia Owen, add. Hey, look, I found an alley cat. There we go. Add.
Wow, see how hard that was?
Yeah, I know, right? It's like crazy. I got two mutual friends with this person, Jade Fox. Who the fuck am I friends with you with? But I didn't want to go to your page. I just want to fucking see who I'm mutual friends with you with.
He said, who the fuck are you?
So there we go, there's three added so far. Where the fuck is Candace Michelle? Or Candace Smith? I didn't add your ass, bitch.
Who the hell did this cover photo, man? Like, I could have made that.
I don't know.
No, I'm just kidding. It looks fine.
Candace Smith. I don't know why you're trying to add me for. You don't look that good. Let's see, who else could I add here? Mystic Yuji. Sure, we'll add you too.
Who?
I don't know. Mystic Yuji. Ah, Mystic. Okay, she's for Underground Girls. You think I would have figured that out with the whole UG port?
Yeah.
Hey, look, Alley Cat, accepted my friend report. Accepted my friend request. There we go. Judge D. Dogs on a hunt. If he tries one play.
Blindfolded, tied down in a fucking way.
and we're back.
Yeah, apparently DX is going to be inducted to the Hall of Fame in 2014.
Damn.
And they're talking about China can possibly be there.
Hell yeah. About damn time to get fucking inducted.
Even though, you know, they don't really like China anymore.
Yeah, I wonder why that is.
Because she got into porn? That's why?
Man, this chick believes he's all hell. Okay, Sunny Bunny the Massacre goes, someone please bring me Taco Bell. Bitch, go get your own Taco Bell.
Yeah.
Shit, if I go to Taco Bell, shit, I ain't getting anything. I'm getting anything. It's gonna be me, myself, and I. And I'll be the only one with the shit. Man, if you really want the shit, go get some yourself.
Oh, and because she did a bunch of drugs too. That's why they didn't like her too.
Yet they bring back with the biggest stoners of them all, RVD.
Yeah, shit like that will never make any sense.
You don't like doing drugs, but if you bring back RVD, you bring back X-Pac. That's, you know, they're going to bring back fucking Jeff Horst. You know, I've always wondered why Blog Talk has to, you know, count down when, like, how much time we have left until the show ends. Never understood that.
So you know, in case you can't tell time.
Well, unless you're Chris. I'm pretty sure almost anybody out there can tell time. I mean, hell, my fucking 4-year-old little cousin knows how to tell time better than Chris. So, that says something right there. Yeah, fucking razor blade out of me.
Yeah, that's the only one that added me.
Oh, she so added me, and so did Alley Cat.
And then I scrolled down and I saw that she posted something about Emo World or something. I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah, very welcome there, Wicked. do they feel the need to make all these stupid fucking gummy multivitamin gummy things? Razor Blade profile real quick and go check out the band that she's a part of.
Go what?
Apparently Razor Blade is a part of a band.
And what the fuck does she do?
She's a female vocalist.
Doesn't have any pictures to do with music.
I don't know. I just go to her page and so it says Witch's Strain at Female Vocalist. Rebecca Green stopping driving me to this goddamn fucking game, Panda Jam. I don't play you, bitch.
Yes, you do. Don't lie.
Fuck out of here with that crap. I won't ever put these goddamn games up on here. They're annoying and retarded. But I will go talk Wicked Sleep.
Man, I'm not even sure if I added this damn Alley Cat chick. The fuck is her name on here?
Allie Nicole.
I don't think I added that then. Allie Nicole. I added a whole different other profile that looks just like her.
What did you add?
Alexa Moon?
Who the fuck is that?
Got pictures of that girl? And the one mutual friend is Wicked Sweets.
No, I guess I'll add her too.
You already added her. I don't know what the fuck you added.
So I'll add the other page too.
Go look at your recent friends and see what the hell profile you added. Ali Nicole. Didn't even see this profile. Like, what the hell was this?
Yeah, because what I ended up doing, I just went to fucking Raven's page and added everybody.
So she has two pages too then? And short sale looks like.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous that these people need that many pages. just because they get so many friend requests. This girl's name is Christy Bacon.
Yeah, I added her too.
Why? You don't even know who the fuck that is.
I had her like fucking yesterday.
But apparently she's a juggalo.
I think Christy was one of the ones that, from the group that I added yesterday.
Mutual friends. Havoc, and Dubski.
The fuck? Havoc.
Oh, excuse me. Matthew.
Yeah, the page I don't go to anymore because I can't even access it because I don't remember the password.
Oh, yeah? Well, then how'd you add that girl?
I must have added her like a while ago. I'll be smacking. Let's see if I can fucking figure out the damn password for that damn one. Wait.
Oh, I forgot I was looking at your recent friends. I was like, what? Am I looking at these damn people again? So I was like, hey, there goes that person that liked my picture on a flaw page. Then I realized I was looking at your fucking recently added friends because you add everybody I tell you that they do something.
That's what the Fork District looks like. Any Lowe's or Lutz looking in VA looking for a good LUT? Well, it depends on what the hell you look like.
Hey, look, man, Havoc was definitely on my page at one point in time. He found that girl that added me because I liked all her pictures on some modeling page and she was naked on it. I got a front request. Here goes this chick right here that Havoc added. Probably didn't know that she was off the JR like page. There goes somebody right here supporting the Joker. I hope Havoc doesn't see that.
Whoa. Who the fuck is supporting the Joker?
Then he added my Portugal friend. Then he added this crazy bitch that thinks she's like God right there.
Must be in my recent friend.
Then you got that girl right there. It takes 3 days to answer you. Yeah, Havoc was busy on my page for a while.
I have 75 recent friends.
I just went through a couple of them, and I knew some of them.
Yeah, which one's fucking supporting the Joker?
I think it's kind of clear. let's scroll down here. Scroll. Where'd she go. And bam! There it is.
No.
Her name is Alicia.
Alicia Dawn?
No. Mun.
Well, I'm probably spending water. I was listening to my fucking recently added.
Did you say you weren't looking at that?
No, I was looking at my recently added.
Well, that's where she's at, dumbass.
Oh, Alicia May?
Really? After I told her what his fucking the name was?
Well, I did that. Those are the only three Alicias I see on my page, or Alicia Dawn, Alicia May.
Okay, maybe it's pronounced Alicia. Wow. Forget it then. Move on.
Let's go into the A's and all the A's. Oh well. Hey, look, I have a friend request. Who the fuck is it?
How many times are you gonna say who the fuck is this?
I don't know who it is, but I see people are gonna fucking remove, like, Echo.
Echo? Thought she was already gone.
Yeah, but she's still coming up on my goddamn fucking page. Well, like, so, like, people I gotta remove. Like, David Goff. Unfriend! Do you know who exists?
There you go. This damn chick was like, ooh, how did you do that? Talking about one of them zombie pictures I made of myself. And I said, someone killed me.
Amanda Baker. Go bye-bye. You no longer exist either. Man, I should probably go through my entire fucking friend list and see who still exists and who doesn't.
Yeah, I already did that. That's why I have very few friends. Well, yeah.
Well, Ghetto G, the Wicked Stone, no longer exists.
Well, if we're talking about this page, then I have 182 friends.
Holy shit, Ms. Lumi doesn't even exist anymore.
What? Motherfucker, I told you that a long time ago.
I just now noticed.
Oh, God. Holy dolly, like my fucking picture.
Oh, God. Delete it. I'm not talking about Holy Dolly anymore. It's not the picture.
I'm not even quite sure. Not even quite sure why all these people are on here. They're mainly just on here because I know them.
Terry Blaze. I don't know how to pronounce your last name, but you don't exist either.
Oh man, I would never get along with this girl, man, that I just added from that page.
Who?
Fucking that razor blade girl. I'd never get along with her.
Oh, why is that?
She likes emo shit, and she's going to Warped Tour. I went to Warped Tour once because I got paid $10 to go.
Wonder if Jerry would ever notice if I fucking deleted her.
Well, she's bound to find out that I deleted her. Technically.
Yeah, we've had more than enough psycho bitches up on our pages. We don't need her.
Man, you don't even understand. They don't even go away though.
No, they don't.
They keep coming back.
Oh, she's been removed.
Like, you remember that Nicole Too Dope chick, man? She deleted me a long time ago.
Yeah, she deleted me too.
Damn. What the fuck did we do?
not necessarily sure why, but I'm pretty sure I was able to find her again. And we had her. She probably re-had me all over again.
I'm not even quite sure. I never even did anything to her.
I know.
Definitely don't need 2,000 plus friends.
That's it.
Oh, I'm at 1,939. So I'm almost close to 2,000. I don't need that.
And I'm back at looking at a damn picture of Rabbit posted at Snickers. Quote. Still not seeing it.
Well, two people right there that don't even exist anymore. I can get rid of them.
Who the hell is this Melissa Franklin always sharing your pictures?
I don't know.
And why didn't she ever tune in?
That's my question.
She shares your picture like every day.
Yeah, I deleted Mandy Wing, Chris's fucking ex-girlfriend.
Wait, what?
I said I deleted Chris's old bitch. A.K.A. Mandy.
How the hell do these people have new Twisted songs?
I don't know.
That shit should be here today, right?
Yeah, should be.
Because somebody just posted up the Twisted song. How the fuck do you say that?
I don't know.
Man, I ain't even gonna try. I'll butcher that. It's a big word. it's the one with featuring the ROC.
But I don't even know how to pronounce that shit either, so fuck out of here.
Yeah, maybe I should have listened in school and learned how to read.
That's how people got it, because they went to fucking straight out of DK.
they have it?
Yeah.
How the fuck did they have it?
Your boy, Scott Henderson, got it.
Who the fuck is that?
I don't know. All I know is I'm seeing Twisted, it says Zippy Share. These motherfuckers also got fucking... Now, come on, motherfucker. How the hell... What the hell is it that you got this shit ahead of the boss? I mean, you fucking pre-ordered this shit.
Yeah, I'm not understanding. The same thing with that Tech N9ne CD. How the fuck does somebody have that, like, a week ahead of time?
Man, and how the fuck did they get the fucking, Five Finger Death Punch?
Yeah, that should be coming for you too.
No, now I know so, this one's a fake because of the fact they got the fucking second one, and that one's not due to set to come out until a couple months, until like the next couple months.
So are you getting the T-shirt then that comes along with the Best Buy order for Five Finger Death Punch?
I have no clue.
Well, did you get the, looks like there's two different versions of it.
Well, yeah, there's two different versions, but the second version is not even due to come out yet.
No, I'm saying there's the CD or whatever, and then there's one that comes with, like, a shirt and shit.
Yeah, I think I just got only the CD.
Because that's a Best Buy exclusive. You get a T-shirt. I think they did that with Hatebreed, too.
Yeah, here we go. Fucking... Yeah, exactly. How do these motherfuckers... Like, how the fuck did these motherfuckers get their hands on Volume 2? That's just not set to come out until, again...
I am not a winner. You told me that, like, five times a day.
Yeah.
Yeah, see right here. Five Finger Death Punch exclusive T-shirt.
I didn't even know that.
Two disc deluxe edition of The Wrong Side of Heaven and The Righteous Side of Hell, Volume 1. And receive a band T-shirt plus free shipping. Well, yeah.
Well, if I had known that, I would have gone straight for the fucking shirt. As well, but I didn't know that, so I'm just gonna have the CD.
So you gotta look into that shit. Well, what the hell did they say? Well, that's all right. Well, unless you wear an extra large T-shirt anyway.
Hey, look, the fucking tranny went away. Yeah, the fucking tranny that was added to my page. She went away.
Interesting. So I thought that Chris Calico CD that's coming out next, I thought that was a fucking EP.
I thought it was.
But apparently it's an actual full CD.
Shit. How long has it been since he put out like a full-length CD?
That's a good question. Because the pre-order comes with, like, a T-shirt and shit like that. I was like, I thought this was an EP. And on top of that, it's also, you know, the whole $19. I was like, sure hope that ain't an EP then.
Hey, what the fuck did I order? Let's go to Best Buy and find out.
You don't even know.
Nah, because I thought I just wanted just the fucking CD. My account. Oh, wait, I'm already in my account. So let's just go to my order status. Sign back in again. Check order history. Yes.
see what the fuck I ordered. Not even. Yep, just a CD. Bastards. I mean, come on. Like I said, if I knew that they were going to have a fucking that shit, like, I would have gone for it and just so I would have a fucking free shirt. Fuck out of here, that's it.
Well, you're just getting money back, and then you just got to spend, what, like $5 more and you get a t-shirt.
Yeah, $5 more just for the t-shirt.
Yeah, but I'm saying you'd get your money back for the CD, clearly. And then you buy it again. Do you even have a Best Buy near you?
Yeah, this town over.
Well, I forget that idea. But yeah, man, GameStop got me for this rewards card today.
Yeah, you must be the power-up one, the power-up rewards. Yeah, I've had that up for a while already.
Well, I mean, I went in there to pre-order WWE 2K14, and then they asked me if I had a card. I said no. Said it's free, and I need the same type of information instead of the pre-order, so fuck it, whatever, give me a card. Yeah, after we got through being able to spell my email, then we were good. First he screwed up spelling Twisted, and then he screwed up spelling Paradise. But it's a good thing they got it right, because I got an email. May as well activate my card since I'm here.
Yep, might as well do that. And get ready for an army of gremlins. Coming out from the local at YMCA.
I was kind of wondering why you were saying that, because if I signed up for this and gremlins came out, that'd be a little weird. Talking about, like, Gizmo Caca.
Man, the fucking Grubbers came out, that would be funny as all hell.
Yeah, fucking Stripe. And if you don't know who Stripe is, he's the one with the white mohawk.
Yeah, I know where he is. I haven't seen this shit in forever, though.
Well, Chris has never seen it.
Well, Chris has never seen anything, so... Yeah.
Dude, just like that Victoria girl, man, she said she never seen American Pie. I was like, what?
Oh, fuck. And I just added Scooby-Doo. Yeah, no, because this thing's telling me fucking people you may know. Yeah, you keep telling me people I may know, but then they added a block me because of, like, I don't know them.
Man, they gave me this fucking thing I gotta type in. I can't even fucking see it. Seriously, what the fuck does that say?
I don't know.
Is that a 1 or is that a fucking V? Like, what is that shit?
The call too, though. I found you. I'll see if you re-add me.
Oh, look, she changed up her hair. Now she's got fucking pink in her hair.
Oh, now she must have been re-added to my page. Now she just needs to fucking accept it.
Man, fuck, now I gotta enter my card number in, but that's upstairs. That's too much. There you go. Like for Selena, comment for Selena, share for Selena, ignore and Samara will come for you. Okay, I'm going to ignore that.
I'll ignore it too since I never saw it.
I'll see you later, Samara.
I'm just going to wait till I get my fucking CD so I can see so that way I can actually have the CD itself.
Let's see.
Five finger death punch.
Motherfucker, you can't wait until morning. Jesus. Relax.
I'm going to wait for my twisted CD. Even though I'm more than like that shit probably hasn't moved yet. that's just probably from fucking Michigan.
How the hell do you see? Is they give us a tracking code?
Yeah, they did.
Let's see. July 20. No, it should definitely be here today.
If I know.
On July 27th, there was an accept or pickup. Then it dispatched to somewhere else in Michigan.
Somewhere else in Michigan.
Then it was processed through in Detroit, Michigan. Then it departed from Detroit, Michigan. And now it's in Warrendale, Pennsylvania.
Well, where the fuck is mine at then? Let's find out.
So that should be here today. Since it got here yesterday. On Sunday. It's weird.
I gotta get through all these goddamn fucking emails I get from fucking Facebook.
You know you could turn that off, right?
Yeah, though. I should too.
Yeah. Well, it's good to see that Twisted's on top of their shit and sends things on time.
Yeah, unlike fucking ICP.
Yeah. Even right there, it says estimated delivery 1 to 3 days.
Well, what the fuck? My shit's still in fucking Detroit.
Man, I bet you it's not even in Detroit no more.
Why is it still saying it's in Detroit?
When was it in Detroit? What day?
Let's see, July 27th, depart from USPS,
yeah, okay.
Facility.
Okay, that's where mine departed from on the same day. Okay. And what's the next one?
Livonia, Michigan.
No, that's backwards.
Dispatched.
You read it upwards. Is there one above Detroit?
No.
How's it coming at the same time, but it doesn't update you?
I have no clue.
Because mine has the next one after that. It's in Warrendale, which is not that far away. And every time it gets to that point, that means it'll be here. So you're pretty much likely to see it today. If not, then I don't know what the hell's wrong with your mail people.
I don't even know what the fuck's wrong with my mail people.
See that? Mail people, not even postal service.
Oh, it's tracked by order for fucking Best Buy. Well, my Best Buy order is here in Connecticut, so I'll definitely have that today.
See, they tell you what twist you want to do.
Well, that explains it, because my shit came out of Ohio. That's closer to Connecticut. Ah, what the fuck? Turning my shit, no longer being going through fucking UPS now. That was going through fucking the United States Postal Service. In transit by post office.
Wait, hold on. This dude posted, look in the sky and follow the buzzards, okay? And then this dumbass comment says, thought it was fellow. And then he actually agreed with him. He's like, I spelled it wrong. What? No, you didn't. Like, come on, man. It's follow the buzzers, not fellow. Okay, so your comment was invalid. It doesn't work.
Very much so.
But speaking of which, I wonder if they're going to be on a roll.
Who, the fellow?
No. Who the fuck is the fellow? And if anything, wouldn't that be the Fellowship of the Ring, like Lord of the Rings?
I guess so.
No, the Buzzards, Havoc, and Brother Cain.
There's maybe fucking. I don't know, maybe what's that little fucking thing from Lord of the Rings called?
Gollum.
Maybe he'll be there next too.
He's the only decent thing from that movie.
So I decided not to follow the fucking tracking order that they gave me. I think it's a fucking twisted fucking shit. So yeah, my shit's still in fucking Detroit.
I don't understand.
Oh, okay, so it departed from Detroit, but it's nowhere close to Connecticut yet. What the fuck? Like, why?
Jake the Snake, I lost 70 pounds doing yoga and I'm ready to rumble. Yeah, so how about I traded in that Legends of WrestleMania game, and I got $3 for it. But that's all right, man. I got it for free. Dude, Okay, look, this doesn't make any fucking sense now, all right? Look, you know the status and comments I just told you, right?
Yep.
He made him believe that he spelled it wrong, so he made another status and says, look in the sky and fellow the buzzards, and then the same idiot followed, and then the same person commented, fellow, question mark? Really? You made him believe he was wrong, and then you're going to make fun of him?
Oh.
Wow.
Oh, bud.
I can't even believe that he made him believe that he was wrong.
Now, why is it I can't see that same status on my fucking shit?
Because you're not friends with John.
Who the fuck is John?
The animal steel. No, seriously, that's what he calls himself.
I can't even find him up on here. That type of the animal and brings me up other things. Fucking Lion King. Courage the Cowardly Dog.
What?
Courage the Cowardly Dog.
What does all this shit have to do with that?
I typed in John the Animal Steel and they brought up Courage the Cowardly Dog and the Lion King.
No, that's not his name on
it. What the fuck's his name up on here?
John Sacramento. he's from here. He lives in Pittsburgh, I think. Yeah,
I found him. Sacramento.
I remember at the Boondocks sign, and I saw him after. I was like, "Hey yo, ain't you John Animal Steel?" He's like, "Yeah."
Ah, there it is. Yeah, you're right.
See how stupid that is?
Yeah. The fuck?
But the dude that's commenting on there, that dude's a douchebag. He's the guy you gotta kiss his ass to get on shows around here.
People really are idiots.
I just can't even believe that he believed them, though.
It's just so perfect when someone believes you about something stupid.
Well, I mean, the dude is a little bit slow, but, like, god damn, man.
Apparently, Miranda Cosgrove and Jeanette McGurdy are going to be at the gathering this year.
Oh, look at this, man. This fucking shitty rapper. He got some hot bitches, though.
Thank you.
there. Someone fucking this. God, that's funny right there. Fucking someone actually commented on that fucking status that Miranda Cosgrove put up saying, let's see, well, she put, who's excited for the Gathering of the Juggalos in Cave and Rock, Illinois, the 14th annual, the 7th through the 11th.
This year, me. Live on iCarly. Oh, sorry.
She goes, this year, I, me, what if she realized I and me are the same damn thing? Avian, Jogia, and maybe Jeanette McGurdy will go. So hope to see your ninjas this year. Most excited to see Boondocks, Ritz, Brother Chong, Tech 9, and ICP. And there's someone else who comments going, I liked you a lot more back before you turned into a phony doper skank that you're trying to be. Grow the fuck up, you little shithead.
So what do you know about Bam Margera as Fuckface Unstoppable?
Not too much.
Well, apparently he's going to be in, like, Ohio here or whatever the hell, doing a show. Is he making music and shit?
Find out. Oh, and that other person also posted up as well, and I think with another comment saying snobby white kids using children's money, false hope to your own benefit. Somebody should bury you and Avon Lady. Fuck with somebody from the streets, you'll get dealt with. Keep your fake ass in Hollywood before you get kidnapped. Neither of you can put up much of a fight.
Before you get kidnapped. Playing a beat now.
Fuckface Unstoppable music video. Song apparently is called I Wanna Bend My Dick to the Back of My Asshole So I Can Fuck Myself.
It sounds like something he'd do.
Audio, Yellow Wolf video. So apparently this track was fucking produced by Yellow Wolf. It sounds like a bunch of fucking techno crap or something. Shit is all hell. I'm still deciding on it, but if we should accept or deny Twisted Rider Ninja into the group, since he's a part of SPH.
Well, we'll leave the judging up to you. Shit, how her tits look.
Well, it's the same person that I removed from my page, the unattainable.
Oh, her. What,
yeah.
What does she want to be a part of?
The JR Sweet Team.
Man, fuck that.
Ignore. SPH is not welcome here.
What, that one girl that just added me off of your page the other day? She had a picture with SPH and whatever, some shit. But she's trying to promote, like, a different page that she has.
Yeah, I know.
Talking about she's looking for sponsors and shit, man. Asking me if I know any sponsors. I don't fucking know any sponsors or anybody that would give you money. I wonder if Kid Hatchet ever learned how to rap on beat.
Probably not.
I mean, he had some decent lyrics and whatnot, but he said he was tone deaf.
He probably shouldn't be recording music.
You would think, right?
I mean, if you're tone deaf, you shouldn't be recording.
Yes.
But he's kind of retarded anyways.
Hey, you found them, man, years ago.
Yeah, unfortunately. Fucking Facebook is retarded. Susie, my fucking chat keeps fucking turning itself off.
It doesn't want to talk.
It says unable to connect the chat. Reconnecting. I'm going to remove Necro G from the group. And you're gone. Now, should we keep the Wicked Thunder in there, or what do you want to do?
Yeah, just leave it there.
Oh, look, somebody poked me. Who poked me, and who am I deleting?
Why would you delete them?
Good cycle, bitch. Toya Ann.
The hell? Why are you friends with her?
But I've been friends with her for a while now. I just choose not to talk to her because every time I talk to her, she starts bitching and complaining about her and her boyfriend or some shit. So I just keep her on my page. I just don't talk to her.
Yeah, like yesterday she posted something up. I was like, "You need to you need to calm your whore moans."
Come on, she posted up stupid shit that nobody really gives a fuck about. She posted up fucking fuck bin. I mean, of course she decides to put a B instead of an N, but fucking freezing for no reason.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, she got some nice titties. She looked good. That's probably the only reason I keep on my page, but it's too, like, fuck that. We ain't talking.
Well, she does got nice titties, yeah.
Yeah, so that's pretty much like the only reason why I keep her on my page. There's no need to talk to you. You can just stay there. Be a big tit.
Yeah. It's all good though.
Man, I hope I get my fucking Twisted Seed today, otherwise I'm going to be pissed.
Well, if I get it, you should probably get it. If not, take it up with the postal service.
Man, I plan on that one. Like, where the fuck my city at? I'm sorry, sir. Still in Detroit. Well,
and
fuck you, too.
And next time they stop by, leave anthrax in the mailbox. Then they'll learn.
they'll learn. They'll be dead.
That's right.
No more mail, period.
Get a new mailman.
And they'll probably carry that with them to the fucking post office and kill everybody.
Or there you go, just send a letter. There you go.